Again, this is a compendium of cases that I've found and cut and pasted all of the words out of the case in here. And if there's a case that I've missed, please let me know. There are some interesting cases this year, several cases I kind of disagree with, and some that, strangely enough, I actually do agree with. The first case I want to talk about is one from the Texas Supreme Court involving Section 51003 of the property code. 51003 was enacted in around the time of the S&L crisis, and the reason for it was a feeling on the part of the borrowing public that lenders were going to foreclosure sales, bidding a small amount in the foreclosure bid and thus generating a large deficiency, because the difference between the foreclosure bid and the indebtedness was the deficiency, and they were increasing the amount of the deficiency. At least there was a feeling that that was going on. So 51003, 4, and 5 were enacted to take care of that, and the result was a statute that said that there's an offset against the deficiency if the fair market value of the property exceeds the amount of the foreclosure bid. So that's the background. That's the statute that we're dealing with. In this case, Plains Capital foreclosed and then sued for a deficiency, but the suit for deficiency that they were claiming was not the difference between the foreclosure bid price and the indebtedness, but it was based upon what they ultimately sold the property for.